sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just before 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves make great group outings. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 800-THE-WOLVES. The Patriots will arrive in Arizona today for Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks, hoping to leave Deflategate behind them in Boston. But just a few more questions on your way out, Tom Brady, courtesy of WEEI in Boston.
It's a lot of speculation, and I tried to wrap my head around it too, and I think I've done that, and I'm trying to move past that because I continue to try to rehash things. And I personalized a lot of things and thought this was all about me and my feelings got hurt, and then I moved past it because it's not serving me. And I think what's serving me is try to prepare for the game ahead.
Maybe he can get his feelings a little better in the flight over to Arizona. I'm sure they're going to field more questions about Deflategate as media day is tomorrow for the Super Bowl, which is Sunday here on The Score. The Bears hired another former Bronco coach in Jay Rogers. He will coach a defensive line like he did the last three seasons under John Fox in Denver. Bulls are 2-1 in their last three games, but their loss came to the Heat yesterday, who are 20-24 now, and they're the seventh seed in the East. The Bulls see the NBA best 36-6 Warriors tomorrow night. A couple NBA cancellations for tonight. The Nets-Blazers game is canceled, and Knicks-Kings, that's canceled as well due to bad weather. Also, the DePaul basketball game for tomorrow night was canceled. It is rescheduled for Thursday at 2 o'clock against Providence. Blackhawks are in L.A. Wednesday, fresh off the All-Star break this past weekend. Back to those Patriots, the murder trial for one of their former tight ends, Aaron Hernandez, will begin Thursday. A jury was chosen today. In tennis, in the Australian Open, Venus Williams and sister Serena Williams both advanced to the quarterfinals. Novak Djokovic advanced easily on the men's side to the quarters as well. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. Playoff football coverage on The Score is brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the Dairy Case at Jewel Osco. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Let's go! We gotta go to work!
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL!
NFL columnist for Bleacher Report.
Your judge is a football player about how tough you are. That's it.
Taking you inside the game.
If you're not playing at a production level that's good enough to win, you gotta put someone else in. That's how the NFL works.
Matt Bowen.
It's gonna be violent.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 202 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
The festivities are over in Mobile. He has filed his reports, and he can move on to the next pre-draft thing if he likes, or just look at some NFL stuff. Matt Bowen, who's on Twitter at MattBowen41, joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. So, big picture, what did you think of this year's gathering?
Big picture is, I think you always look at the front, guys. I think it's where you have to start, especially where the Bears are picking, number seven. Look at offensive tackles. Look at edge rushers. Look at interior defensive linemen. I think that's where the strength of the class is this year, really at edge rushers towards the top of the draft. As we talked about last week, there's not a lot of talent at the quarterback position. Safety-wise, down in Mobile, I think Cody Pruitt was the best safety down here. He's 6'2". He's a little thin. A lot of these safeties don't have, 220-pound frames. I think Pruitt can add some weight. He's from Ole Miss, but he's got some good range. He's very competitive during one-on-ones. I think that was the best part about practice, and always is for me, is go to the, basically the last day of full pads. This is when they do red zone, okay? especially the South team with Gus Bradley, a Jacksonville head coach. I know Jacksonville hasn't won, but I would love to play with this guy. I mean, he's a teacher. He's all over the place. Not many head coaches are like that on the practice field. I mean, these guys were so competitive on the South squad during red zone one-on-ones, you know, tight ends versus safeties, wide receivers versus corners. And that's where you saw through it. He has a real good feel for coverage. He knows how to drive to the hip, knows how to find the football. Good week of practice for him. But you know what? One of the edge rushers I really like is a guy named Nate Orchard out of Utah. Okay, he's not a name, not a mainstream name really when you talk about the landscape of college football. But I'll tell you what, he's got some length. He can play 3-4 outside linebacker if the Bears do move to a 3-4. He can put his hand on the ground to rush. You know, when you talk about your sub packages on third downs and even second down in today's NFL. I think another guy is Preston Smith. He's a defensive end from Mississippi State. I'll tell you what now, he can come off the football. Right? He can really come off the football. And the key with him, he's kind of like Michael Bennett from Seattle, or how Julius Peppers used to be in Chicago. 6'5", 270, he can play defensive end, but can also play, you know, inside the three technique or the one technique and your sub front. So he's got some flexibility. But I think overall, big picture, like you asked, Dan, it's probably the guys up front. That's where you need to look at coming out of Mobile where the most talent is.
Those guys you mentioned, Matt, are they a number 7 pick?
No. No, that's too high. And that's the thing. There was 29 guys that didn't come to the Senior Bowl this year. Okay, 29 guys did not come. And first, you know what they have to do? They have to find a way to round this. They have to provide a platform for these underclassmen. There's so many juniors that come out now, and even redshirt sophomores. You got to get them down there. You have to. If you want a good evaluation in a very competitive setting, get the underclassmen down there. You know, some seniors don't come. You know, guys get beat up during the season. They might have to have some work done on a knee or shoulder, or they're just a guaranteed top 10, top 15 pick, and they're not going to show up down there. But I would love to see, you know, especially the quarterbacks, Jameis Winston. He's a redshirt sophomore. I'd love to see him down there. Now, Mariota did not come. He was eligible because he had already graduated, even though he's a junior. He was eligible to come down there. He didn't come. I understand. He's a top 15 pick, but I would love to see more down there, you know, more top talent because these juniors, especially at the skill position, you know, that's what everyone wants to talk about when you're down there. I mean, you talk about an interior guard and people fall asleep, but, you know, when you talk about the positions that, you know, that score touchdowns and play on the edge and defense outside, a lot of those guys this year are underclassmen. So it's unfortunate you really didn't get to see them. And from a perspective of a scout or a coach, you know, it's all tape study. You would love to be down there and interact with them. You know, see how they practice. See how they do when they get beat, because everyone gets beat down there. You're going to give up a deep ball to DB. You're going to get whipped a couple times as an offensive lineman, a one-on-one passer. This stuff happens. I mean, they're real good football players. But I'd love to see those guys down there compete and see how they react. Do they bounce back during practice? Do they compete? They play through the whistle a little bit, you know, and do they get physical and they put those full pads on.
What was the buzz about the ongoing construction of the Bears coaching staff? There's some decent-sized names for their positions. A lot of guys, a lot of experience, and it looks like they're reassembling much of the Broncos staff with some other additions. And usually when you start hearing about some of these assistants, you never heard of them. But these were some guys where you say, oh, yeah, I've heard of this guy before, which means something.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of buzz about what the Bears are doing right now. I think people are excited. Talking to people I know down there, everyone's kind of impressed what they're doing. You know, started with Coach Fox. And this is coming off, you know, when they hired Ryan Pace. And Ryan Pace is an unknown. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's my age who's going to run a football team. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. And that's
like
an
you
unknown.
Couldn't. Come on.
Yeah, you could do it. You just don't want to leave your pumpkins.
No,
yeah, you could. Sure you could. Let me ask the question. What couldn't you do if you're running a football team? You could evaluate players. Listen to you. Been listening to you for doing this for years now. You could do that.
I don't know, man. It's one thing to talk about it with you guys. Another thing to go out there and when I make a mistake on the radio, I don't lose my job. When those guys make a mistake in evaluation, they lose their job. It's a little different. But, you know, my point of the thing is there were some questions about Ryan Pace. There's no doubt, because you look at you like, you know, not a lot of people know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Worked his way up to the ladder. You know, has a scouting background, which you like. You know, worked in an organization where Sean Payton ran everything. I mean, Sean Payton's kind of like Bill Belichick in New England. They run everything. They run the entire building, and you don't know how guys would do on their own. But once you hired Coach Fox, once you got the coordinators in place and some of these assistant coaches, like you said, Dan, people know who they are. You're putting together a very impressive staff. And more importantly, guys who have a lot of experience. Now, obviously, Adam Gase is a younger guy, but he's had experience under Coach Fox. The head coach knows him. The head coach trusts him. That's why he brought him in. There's some familiarity there, which is nice to have. But overall, the collection that they're putting together as a staff is very impressive. And the players should be excited. If you're a Bears player, you should be excited for the offseason to start.
Well, I saw that
some well-respected coaches.
Dan Durkin put together some All-22 Adam Gase dissection. I mean, really a deep dive into what he does. And what's cool about him is he's got elements of the West Coast with his connection to Mariucci. And then with the Mike Martz stuff, there's a little bit of Coryell DNA in there too. And that is, we're always trying to figure out. The real question with Gase was, where does he stop and Peyton Manning start with the success of that offense? But what Durkin concluded was this guy can do a little bit of whatever he needs to do, whether it was some of the wide open passing, some of the screen game, and even a real commitment to power run. So I think that speaks very well for him being flexible enough to figure out this personnel, whatever it is.
Yeah, especially that given his age. I mean, he does a great job adapting to his personnel, adapting to the game situation. And really adapting to the roster later in the year, because that's when they really made that switch. Second half of the season, C.J. Anderson, the running back, became the most important player on that team, even more important than Peyton Manning. They bring six offensive linemen in the game. They run zone and power, a lot of one-back stuff. But they would show some two-back looks as well, but mostly one-back. And they run the inside zone, the outside zone, which is also the stretch. You know, counter OF. They put a tight end in the backfield to create two backs, run counter OF. One and two back power. And then you have the passing tree. And the passing tree, a lot of different personnel, a lot of different formations, a lot of different alignments, tons of pick routes. I mean, tons of pick routes. You watch Denver, you know, pick routes, some people call it a rub route. They run them like crazy down the red zone. They get guys wide open. It's never called because they do a good job. They're well coached at selling it. A lot of four verticals down the field. Not a true deep ball offense over the top, but again, adapt your personnel. With Jay Cutler, if Jay Cutler is the quarterback, which I would expect, given the lack of talent, free agent, and this rookie class, which is nothing to get excited about a quarterback, there'll be more deep balls. And that's what we talk about with adapting to your personnel. Peyton Manning, he was never a deep ball thrower. He's always been short to intermediate, especially late in the year when his arm got tired. Everyone could see that. They weren't throwing the ball down the field as much. He was sailing passes. His accuracy was off. But with Jay, if he's the guy, you'll see a lot more down the field throws. That's one thing. You know, you talk about personnel. You have to get some speed here in Chicago, wide receiver.
Yes.
You really do. I don't care if he's 5'4", okay? Get some speed. You know, two guys I watched down there.
The kid from Duke, was he there?
The kid from Duke was down there. He could play and Tyler Lockett from Kansas State, he can fly down the field. And Phil Dorsett from Miami. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's electric? have fun covering him now. When he comes out of his break, it's a fluid movement. There's no choppy steps. It's full speed. And I would be shocked if he doesn't run in the low 4.4s at Indianapolis. And those guys aren't big. Okay, they're not big. Now, Sammy Coates down there from Auburn. Sammy Coates is a deep ball player. That's what he is. He runs the deep fly route and the deep square. Those are his two routes. He's got a lot of developing to do. But I'll tell you what, he can move down the field. He's got a big frame. He was excellent in the red zone on Thursday. Excellent. High point in the ball, taken away from good defensive backs. Those are the players down there. The point of all this is you got to get someone to get down the field. Okay, you got to have someone to get down the field. Alshon Jeffery is your number one receiver in Chicago. But Alshon Jeffery is an intermediate route runner. Yeah, he can get on top of people. But I'm talking about scaring people. When they turn on the film, he said, man, we got to play against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Better play a little deeper. And that opens up everything. It benefits Jeffrey. That benefits Martellus Bennett. That benefits a check down. I'm telling you guys, it benefits a check down. Those linebackers have to get deeper because they got to play speed down the field.
See, I love Jamison Crowder. I know. He's
a good player.
He really has a sprightliness and a suddenness where I saw him return a couple of kicks where there was some like vintage Hester kind of moves in there where you didn't see the hole. He saw something that I couldn't even see on TV. And next thing you know, he's through it before it even existed. And I'm thinking, holy crap, that's like real NFL, at least kick return stuff there. And maybe you've got a limited tree with him, But just to take the top off a defense once in a while, because like, he is a wide receiver, unlike Hester. I mean, he can run routes. He can stick his foot in the ground and run a dig. But he's not going to be a go-up-and-get-it guy. But I would just love to see that kind of flat-out speed and suddenness.
Yeah, I agree. He's an explosive player, and he flashed all week. And that's the thing about when you go to an all-star event like this, whether it's the East-West or the Senior Bowl, who flashes? Who jumps up? Who makes plays? Crowder did it every day. And the one thing about him, you mentioned, he doesn't have size. He's not going to create leverage with his body. He'll never be that. But think about 3rd and 2 to 6, how hard the Bears have to work. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is Alshon Jeffery's got to win inside. He's got to create leverage. It's going to be a contested throw versus Alshon. It's going to be contested. Ball's got to be upfield shoulder. He's got to use his size. With a guy like Crowder, he just creates separation at the break. That's 2 to 3 yards because he's so explosive. He pulls away from defensive backs. You move the sticks. Okay, that's another aspect of speed that's not often talked about. Like you said, Dan, that sudden change of direction, that's speed too. It's not vertical speed, but that's still speed on the field. And if you can do that to a slot corner, then you move the sticks every down. That's what you do. You put that guy on the field on third down and say, look, we're going to put you inside the numbers. You got to beat this guy one-on-one. We need a first down. Go make a play for us, and he can do that for you.
You know, I hope that listening to you that the Bears have a shot at one of these guys, because if I'm looking, so I realize, Matt, they need all kinds of things, but I really think the speed guy somewhere on the outside with this team would be invaluable at this point, because that offense last year was just, there was nobody down there, nobody could get down there, nobody wanted to get down there. Once in a while, you could throw a prayer and maybe Alshon would catch it.
Right.
But really, I mean, that's what you're lacking. That's what you're lacking. I mean, if those guys are available, I'd take one. Are they worth a second-round pick, any of them, second or third?
I think so. I think Dorsett is from Miami for sure. With Crowder, we'll see. Depends on how teams view him overall as a skill set. Now, he's going to have some extra value because of his return ability. A guy like Lockett, same way, some extra value because I think he can return kicks for you. But I agree with you, because that speed, again, adapts to your personnel.
Yeah,
I mean, you have a quarterback that can throw the ball 80 yards, okay? And we all know Jay Cutler's not going to win the MVP next year, but he can still throw the ball 80 yards down the field. Get someone down the field for him. Get someone that can run past the safety. You know, I'm not saying you're going to find Odell Beckham, but get someone who has some change of direction ability at the top of the stem that could be to deep pass safety. That's what you want.
It's so frustrating watching the level of quarterbacking that you saw down there and what was evidenced in the game, because the stuff they're running in the game is all very stripped down, basic pro offense, and they want to see them make, they turn the back to the defense and get your drop and make a throw, and it's just wasn't happening. I mean, the flutter balls and the hitches and the deliveries that you saw. I mean, it was really an embarrassing group of quarterbacks, more than I can remember in a while. And maybe other than a couple guys people are looking at, you know, I mentioned Christian Hackenberg, and I read another story about him, about if he wants to come out in next year's draft, that's you know, somebody who at least someone has seen make professional throws rather than all this bull crap package play spread stuff.
I agree, and especially in the Senior Bowl, the East-West Shrine, you know what they're in every time. You can't disguise in these games. There's no blitzes. There's no multiple fronts. You're in a 4-3 front every time. And if you play sub package, you're a 4-man front. You play cover 3, cover 2, and cover 1. That's it. You know where to go with the ball every time. All right, so if you're a quarterback in these All-Star games, you should be productive. You should make plays. You should look sharp. But again, this is brand new. You talk about Bryce Petty from Baylor. This offense is completely different than the NFL that he played at in Baylor. Okay, it's not ride the running back to the mesh point and throw the stick to the seam. That stuff's gone. Okay, it has some value in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers does it. The Bears did it under Mark Trussman. Chip Kelly does it. You'll see Seattle do it in the Super Bowl this Sunday night. But in terms of lasting a season in the NFL, it doesn't have that. You have to run a pro-style system. 3, 5, 7-step drops, play action. 3 progressions, then hit the check down. These young kids in Mobile haven't done that before. They have not, and it really showed. They were tentative. Their mechanics were off because they were tentative. They looked uncomfortable. That impacted their mechanics as well. And you saw it in practice. I'm talking about basic drills, skeleton drills down the field, where you throw the ball to a receiver, pat and go. They couldn't put the ball in the upfield shoulder. It was very disappointing to watch. And that's why I say, if you're in search of a quarterback this year, you're in trouble now. you're in trouble. You better have a veteran guy you can go to battle with, because right now, you put one of these rookies out there, you're going to lose 12 games.
All right, I know you've at least had a chance. You've seen the Seahawks this year. I'm sure you've seen the Patriots. Break it down real quickly before we let you go. What do you think? I mean, the cheating bastard, no good Patriots, or the beloved Seahawks? And I don't know exactly where they're beloved, by the way, but the beloved Seahawks.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish they would have used those underinflated balls when I played. I wouldn't have dropped so many interceptions. I'll tell you that right now. It's been nice. But I like Seattle. I like Seattle this weekend because of the defense, because of Russell Wilson, because of Marshawn Lynch. And, you know, one thing I think that's lost, we talk about Russell Wilson all the time. I wrote about it this morning at Bleacher Report. He's the best read option quarterback in the NFL. But it's what they do off that mesh point. They run the boot game. They run misdirection. And it really opens up running lanes for Marshawn Lynch. If you watch the tape, so many defensive players are concerned about Wilson pulling the ball and keeping it that the defensive end or outside linebacker does not close down the line of scrimmage. Right. That's a clear cutback lane from Lynch every single time. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great football game. I really do. These are two best teams, in my opinion. I know Seattle didn't play well in the NFC Championship game. But when they needed to make plays, Russell Wilson, that's why he's a leader, a true leader of men in the NFL. Because both him and Marshawn Lynch made plays when they needed to. But I think these are the two best teams. I like Seattle because I love them defensively. I like them on special teams. I think that's where this game is going to be won.
All right. The cheaters go down in flames.
This weekend, yeah. I think they do. Okay. I think they do. Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Love you, my friend.
Guys, thank you.
All right.
The always informative Matt Bowen. We have a lot more to come.
Oh, we do.
Second half at 3:30. We can talk a little bit about Fred Mitchell's memories of his buddy Ernie Banks and more. And Ernie Banks indeed died at age
83.
And every Boris and Bernstein listener was thinking it, whether they wanted to or not.
And you know what? What I'm finding, they're everywhere. I cannot escape.
What was it? A basketball game this weekend? Kids, grandkids
basketball
game.
Couple of them. Yeah, I can't escape there. I can't escape around the building here. I can't escape anywhere.
What do you mean around the building?
I'm going to start wearing a ski mask.
It's not going to work.
No,
it's just going to be that's Terry Bors in a ski mask. Yeah, trust me.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's not going to work for you.
I'll tell you about it.
All right. Want to hear? You got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome live in Phoenix, Arizona with a CBS Sports Minute. Most everybody I know is sick and tired of Deflategate, but it is not going away. Not when Tom Brady continues to insist that he did not know that the footballs were deflated in the AFC Championship game and that he did not tell anybody to let the air out of them. So the question is, do you believe him? Personally, I don't. And neither does 15-year NFL vet Derek Mason, who appeared on this show earlier today.
There's no way that a quarterback would not know that his balls are deflated. He wouldn't know. Him going out there, touching the ball every play, basically, he had to know that the balls were much different than they usually were during the season. So him saying he didn't have anything to do with it, I don't buy it, and I don't think anyone else does either.
I would love to say that a win on Sunday is going to make everything all right for Brady and the Patriots, but it won't. In fact, if anything, it'll probably make it even worse. I'm Jim Rome.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
yes you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe, lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
On-demand shows and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Doesn't have, so we know the direct and actually the direction that the really, really good players and a number of them is exactly what the Bears need in many cases.
Tweet here from Jay Glazer.
Jay Glazer.
Breaking news: sources tell Fox Sports the NFL has zeroed in on a locker room attendant with the Patriots who allegedly took balls from the officials' locker room to another area on the way to the field. Sources say they have interviewed him and additionally have video, still gauging if any wrongdoing occurred with him, but he is a strong person of interest. Ooh, locker room attendant.
I told you, didn't I? There's got to be some poor little dude, and you're going to take him out and stick him to an anthill.
And he did it all by himself, that there was absolutely no wrongdoing by the team. They had no idea that this lone wolf was operating behind the scenes to try to give the Patriots an advantage.
He ain't doing anything to them. He ain't doing anything. Goodell's not doing anything to them. He may have a kid, you know. Send him to the electric chair, but the rest, he's not going to do anything to the Patriots. That's his buddies. Are you kidding me? Not do anything. That's why this whole thing is just nonsense. There's your fault. I guess it's your fault, kid. That's exactly what I thought. Somebody handling that. Somebody had, yeah.
The mad deflator has been found.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Anyway, I'll get back to this other thing in a moment.
Scoreboard update.
It is 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday as part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The NFL figured it out, according to Fox Sports' Jay Glazer via Twitter, as you just heard on the Boris and Bernstein show. The NFL has zeroed in on a locker room attendant with the Patriots, who allegedly took balls from an official locker room and another area on the way to another field. Sources say they've interviewed him and additionally have video on this attendant, and they're still gauging any wrongdoing with Deflategate. Well, the Seahawks touched down in Arizona, and they're resting before media day, and then their work week begins in preparation for Super Bowl 49 on Sunday. Their opponent, the Patriots, as previously mentioned, they had a send-off party from Foxborough today. They'll land in Arizona today. The circus that is media day is tomorrow. To the NBA, bad East Coast weather has caused the Nets-Blazers game and the Knicks-Kings game to be canceled tonight. The Bulls see the Warriors tomorrow night, the NBA best Warriors, and they're in San Francisco. DePaul's game tomorrow night in Providence has already been canceled, tentatively rescheduled for Thursday afternoon. Jonathan Toews picked a winner yesterday.
Wait, if it's Thursday afternoon, is the show going to be on, or is it going to preempt us?
You are not going to be on. That's what I think.
Seriously?
No, I'm just, I don't know.
I'm asking.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But that would suck.
That's tentatively DePaul plays Thursday afternoon against Providence.
All right, tentatively I'm saying that it's not going to preempt us.
I agree. I was trying to be funny, but I wasn't, you know?
Well, that's what we do for most of our show all day.
Right, so. I know. Wow, yeah. I tried to jump in on that funny boat, and I missed out, you know?
We know that.
He's lost at sea on the funny boat.
we know that. My guy, though.
Yesterday in the NHL All-Star Game, guys, Jonathan Toews picked a winner, beating Team Foligno in the NHL All-Star Game, 17-12, 29 points. It's the highest amount of goals scored in NHL All-Star.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio call of that on the way home from our hockey game in Rolling Meadows, in that dump of a rink.
Oh, but place is old.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I used to play there for the Chargers.
They make these kids come down the stairs with skates on.
Yeah, it's really old.
They can barely do any. I mean, you're coming downstairs in like full goalie equipment. I was worried he wasn't going to make it to the ice.
Do they still have an all-sport machine? They used to dispense all sport there. Like, that's how old that place
is. The concessions were closed.
Okay.
Oh. And it's inky. But we're on our way home, and I'm listening to the cast of that game. Who was doing play-by-play on the radio? Because it was awful. I guess I'm so spoiled by John Weideman.
Yeah.
This guy, there were a couple Canadian guys. They weren't saying who had the puck or where. Other than that, it was great radio play-by-play.
I'm telling you, that really explains about the state of your life when you're listening to the NHL All-Star game. That is like...
What else should I be listening to?
If you're not... there he is. He's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Do I hear that?
Yeah,
For the love of God, is your radio broke?
Hey, he wanted to listen to it. He was in a hockey mood. It was a big win for the River Hawks, River Dogs, and they were all excited.
They're the River Dogs.
Yeah, they changed the name to... It used to be the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But then Heartland is the Bulldogs, and then they talked it over, and now we're the River Dogs.
A team that I coach is called the River Dogs. They're a baseball team. That's interesting.
Well, because McFetridge's on the river.
Yeah.
That's why.
Me too. All right, this scoreboard update is brought to you
guys. Wait a minute. You're one of those coaches that are coaching what now? What is this? This is
baseball.
What kind of baseball?
Yeah,
what kind?
Baseball. About like 14, 15 years old. I coach at Lane Tech as well.
Who's one of the Lane Tech freshman coaches? Yeah. That's a good baseball program there, too.
It is.
Who cares?
Well, he asked.
Hey, I asked him. Leave him alone.
Terry cares.
I just wonder, because back in the day, you know, like if there's somebody wandering around the diamond who didn't have any kids and he was coaching, or you know, you're kind of worried, what's this guy doing? You know,
but Terry, I can fit in.
He missed the Boy Scouts. What?
I fit in. I look like a high school kid.
You do. And you know what? You're always going to be permanently young in my mind. You're stuck right where you are.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is true, by the way. The 847, the best part of that sports complex is no bathrooms in the locker room. You got to walk down the stairs in full pads to use a bathroom. That's true.
No, just use the floor.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So, you know, when I get in early, which I do every once in a while, I always go downstairs to a restaurant and I sit at the same seat. It's a nice up front kind of seat where I can kind of get a view, if you know what I mean. Downstairs here.
What do you like Panda here. Express, where the woman's yelling at Ranji?
No, I'm not sitting in Panda Express.
Well, I don't know.
And have a cup of coffee and something. Today it was banana bread.
It's like the little Italian coffee shop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a nice place.
Yeah, very nice place. So, I have my favorite seat there because I like the view. If you know what I'm talking about.
There's a lot to see in this building, man.
Lord, have mercy. I like the view.
Talent level.
So I'm sitting there and I excuse myself and go behind this woman and this guy sitting there, older woman and a guy, and he's got a Notre Dame shirt on, and they're sitting there. I was sitting there 5 minutes, you know, getting my bread open and having a little munch, you know, and drinking my coffee. Oh, he doesn't say a word. All of a sudden, he looks across and said, so you guys are in my neighborhood on Friday. You didn't say hi. I said, we are.
Hello?
we are. I said, how do you know we are? He said, well, I know who you are. I said, okay. I said, is your neighborhood Lansing? He said, yes.
Ooh. Did you tell him to move?
No. Oh, okay. You can tell him. He's okay. Coming Friday. He's picking up his kid who likes sports and likes the show. And I said, there's a double.
But he likes sports and he likes our show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
weird. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, he's sitting here all this time. And, but man, when he got up and left, and I said, well, see you Friday then. Okay, yeah, see you Friday. Because he really didn't say much but that. And then he was talking about how much he enjoyed Spiegel yelling at you. And I said, okay. Get somebody at least. And then you know what happened? The greatest thing ever. Well, at least one. The two women sat down and one of them that sat next to me. Holy crap.
Really?
Man, I was going to get another piece of banana bread.
Really? Oh, that's a two God. Banana bread, really?
And friendly, too. Very nice. Yeah.
You're sure it was a woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Because that's not, you know, usually at my age, that's what happens. You know what I mean? Because generally, my entire life, women have hated me, as you know. So it's like,
no, that's
very,
not
very
true.
Friendly.
No, women generally like you.
Very friendly. And, you know, because she was having like a little pizza. And I said, oh my God, you could look like that and have pizza? She says, well, I can.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I said, holy crap. And I'm thinking, I'm going to stay here all day.
The 815 says the radio announcers did inform the listeners before the game that they would have no idea who on Foligno's team would have the puck because they couldn't see the numbers on the dark sweaters. Ah, and the 312 says it was Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. Jim Ralph! Bowen does radio for the Maple Leafs, and Ralph was drafted by the Hawks in 1980. Okay.
It was football for us.
All I know is it was bad. They didn't know who had the puck. They couldn't tell you what was going on. And then you would just hear, and somebody scored.
You realize everybody thought that whole thing sucked. Everybody, even hockey fans, thought that whole thing was awful.
Yeah, my son made me change it.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure he did something and said, what?
He made me change
even
it.
Even hockey people.
Well, we also have this tradition of when we go usually from a hockey game that he likes to take my iPhone and plug it into the car and then do YouTube searches for random songs. So it is usually stuff that my wife would get mad at me for playing for him. Like if it's got lyrics that he shouldn't be listening to. So we listen to AC/DC's Big Balls, and he loves Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. So we listen to that too, over and over again, which was fun. Because if it's just a father and son, you can listen to things that you probably shouldn't be listening to. And some Beastie Boys in there, because it's about time in his life that he's learned.
I got a no thanks for all of them, by the way.
Beastie Boys.
I got a no thanks for all of them.
Yeah, 773 says, guys, Lansing is pretty close to Hegwisch, so you guys be careful.
Oh, I know. Oh, believe me, I understand that.
Yeah, but the people in Hegwisch who want to get us, I don't think are allowed out of Hegwisch.
Well, I don't think they could find Lansing.
They're straight out of Hegwisch.
I don't think they could find Lansing. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Come down to Hegwisch. Well, pretty damn. Well, you guys never make it down there. I said, well, no, we really don't. That is, I don't think we've been in Lansing, have we, at any point in time?
Matt Abaticola and I did a show from Lansing when you were on vacation.
Well, I won't, yeah.
We did a show from the Hooters in Lansing.
Come down to Hegwisch anytime, and you do the show there, and we'll see what happens.
I guess we'll see what happens. There was that big threat.
We are close, though.
That's fine. Look, not fine? You're worried about the Hegwisch Mafia?
Hegwisch Tufts.
Yes, I am. Even though they all went to Tufts.
I am worried about it. And thank God they're not after me, because I am America's sweetheart. They're not after me. After you.
No, you're busy hitting on babes at the coffee shop.
No, I didn't hit on them. No, I didn't. No, I did. I just...
And still eat pizza?
I just noticed it. And holy God. Because generally, you know, women are eating salad. You know what I mean? They're not knocking down a pizza. Oh, boy. Anyway... When I see that, I'm going to tell him, you know, that's a really fortunate lead for me that you got out of there when you did, dude.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Mully.
They look soft. Oh, there's a tall guy inside. Oh, what should we do?
Henley.
Paul Gasol, he can't do it alone. Was he 34?
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics in the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
Fair to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Network. I'm gonna win every night. I'm just trying to really get my NBA 2K rating up.
I think you did just that.
Wow.
That is courtesy of ABC.
Wow, that was a thing. That was really unbelievable.
I don't think I've seen anything like that. Especially, you know, I've seen it, but not by somebody I don't know who he is.
You felt like Rick Tellinger seeing Nene.
I did.
You know,
if I'm writing a column, I'd say I don't know who this guy is.
You know, that's really true, because sometimes a star player, and you just, you know, if Serge Ibaka does something like that,
yeah,
somebody say, okay, wow, all right.
I know who
right.
he is, yeah.
You know, sometimes you have a day, sometimes you just get it just right where the referees are letting things go a little bit, but... He was
clean.
Everything was clean, and he wasn't bodying guys up. He was just timing everything. I mean,
Gasol.
Gasol didn't. And Aaron Brooks is not used to having that teardrop blocked at its apex. He is not, because his look was, holy crap. Where did that guy? Does that have to be goaltending? Because when you see something like that, you assume based on experience it has to be goaltending, and then you see it again, you say, oh my god, it wasn't.
Can I tell you something, too, that I think that it's time for a real look at this, and that every time the Bulls lose, it isn't a day of reckoning for everybody involved with the team.
Correct.
Every game now, you lose this game, you're back to the same storyline that people want to beat on. Well, there's another team they should have beat at home they didn't beat. You know, every game is not some sort of big picture thing that changes things. That switches it around, that you continue to follow and say, well, there you go again. See, that's what we're talking about with this team. It's not that. And you could see the fact that you played two really solid games in a row, and then you come back. You're not excited about the Miami Heat. That's the NBA. That's not some college team that's just quiet, James.
And the Miami Heat are really well coached.
They were, yes, they were.
They are.
Yes, they were.
They are. That's a guy that can take his and beat yours. And
meet urine.
Yep, take urine and beat his.
But every game is not some kind of here we go again. It's bad. And you come on, shut up.
Well, it keeps percolating when you've got a guy on the national broadcast who's just firing away. And you hear that, and he's talking about undermining with reports. Well, what the hell do you think you're doing? How is what he's doing, it comes from his buddy Thibs, any different?
Well, and how is that helping him? How is that helping your buddy? It's making both of you look like idiots.
This isn't new to Chicago Bulls basketball. All the way back to Phil Jackson. The team has publicly supported their coach while privately oftentimes undermining that same person. You saw it with Vinny Del Negro, Scott Skiles. I mean, think about it. They ran Phil Jackson out after winning all those championships. And I think it's wrong.
No, they didn't run him out.
And this guy's standing up for, he hated Phil Jackson.
That was a much more complicated set of circumstances that we have detailed in real time as it was all going on and many times since. Vinny Del Negro was an awful coach who they should never have hired.
Correct. And you know, look, at least the Bulls caught on to it early that was a mistake. And Scott Skiles, Scott Skiles, everywhere he goes, he's a great coach. He's a great tactician. He's great at everything. When you watch some of the stuff the Bulls were running when he was there was great.
And it burns out.
But he burns out. So none of this is like, oh, they're breaking new NBA. No, they're not. What happened to them? What happened to Vinny in L.A.?
I'm just not sure what the definition of undermine is. Undermining to me is, my definition of NBA undermining is management going around the coach to talk to players, number one.
Yeah.
Violating that protocol where you got management around all the time and whispering to guys in the tunnel and putting stuff in their heads that way. Undermining is screwing with the roster on purpose to make the coach's life difficult or to get rid of players that he trusts just because.
Yeah, they're not.
Out of spite.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue the firing of Ron Adams would be on that list.
Yes.
If you wanted to
start. That was a shot across the bow. That certainly was. That was a.
But what Van Gundy's got to do is mention it. Say that. Specifically. Because I know Thibodeau is really, really unhappy about it.
Of course he is.
But the number of moving parts in this relationship, the fact is, Tom Thibodeau doesn't have a lot of warm relationships with anybody on the team.
Right.
He's just not that way.
I know.
If you talk to people at the practice facility, that he just has his social relationships are uncomfortable.
Stilted at best, yeah.
They're difficult.
Yeah.
So I think that bleeds over a little bit into his professional relationships.
It does, but the undermining is not really, by my definition of it, other than Ron Adams, which has been a while back, and there was certainly reasons for everything they've done. But again, you can't, first of all, you of all people can't bring up Phil Jackson and defend him that the Bulls did the wrong. You can't do that. Phil Jackson thought you were an asswipe. You thought he was an asswipe, and everybody was happy with that relationship and what you thought
of him. It worked out just fine for
everybody. Yep. And Michael thought it too.
Still does.
Yeah. So, I mean, please. Oh, yeah, well, he didn't. Yeah. And the other coaches, good reason to.
I got an answer here to our question about DePaul Providence being played at 1:00 Central Time Thursday. Yes. It will not preempt us. We'll be here doing the show. We're not carrying the game. So, question answered.
All right, counselor.
West Side, Master D on the score. Hey, D.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year.
You too.
You too, buddy.
Hey, I was listening to you guys' comment, and I totally agree when it comes to every loss isn't like, you know, the end of the world for this team, but this team isn't good enough to turn it off and turn it on when they want to. I think that they should use this time to, you know, get some cohesiveness when they're healthy on the court together. But I do think they need to make a move because this team has no toughness. They get bullied on the block. They get bullied on the glass from time to time when they go up against teams like Washington and teams who have active players. You saw it even when they played Utah and Rudy Gobert. He changed the way that they played, and you saw it again yesterday. And I just think they need a guy like, and it's a good name, David West, who's a free agent after this year. Indiana isn't going anywhere. And I just don't like the mentality and the toughness of this team because they get bullied so much on the block. Even though they oversize so many teams, they still get muscled around in the paint.
Yeah, I'm not sure that. I agree with you that that's really true.
The guy from Orlando too.
Vucevic.
Vucevic.
Get big guys with size and length, etc. Do bully them.
In some inside game.
But
yeah.
You know, West is not a massive guy, and he's what, 34
at least.
You know, he's not an above the rim big.
Yeah, D. I know what you're saying, and they do. But I think sort of on doing some. The ship has sort of sailed. There's not much you're going to get at this point. I mean, what you see is sort of what you get.
That's why I thought that Mozgov was a pretty savvy acquisition by Cleveland.
Makes a difference. Just him standing.
It's another guy.
All his massiveness.
Rim protector, yeah. Defensive rebounder, outlet passer.
And watching them recently, and I've seen him a couple times during this, what is it, a 6-game winning streak?
Are you ready to declare that the missile has armed itself?
Missile's getting pretty damn close.
Uh-oh. That's an uh-oh. If they start to figure it out and Kyrie Irving isn't hurt yet.
Well, he's not hurt yet. What don't you have? You have people who can hit the three. You can't give Kevin Love any room. They gave him room yesterday. He dropped 6 threes on him. I mean, and LeBron is back to being LeBron as much as you wonder. Wait a minute. So he takes 2 weeks off and what? Well, he takes 2 weeks off and he comes back and kicks your ass. I mean, again, this is a Thunder team that is desperate. This is a Thunder team that remains 2.5 games out of a playoff berth. As we speak in late January, they're still behind. So, I mean, there's a lot of work to do. So there's not like they kind of forgot this game. They played as hard as they could with 2 really good players and not near enough. Not near enough. The bigs on Cleveland now are good enough now.
There's a lot of Bulls thoughts rolling in via text and
we'll get to
Twitter,
them.
And we can get to them 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're